pack those bags live around the globe. It's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Jet plane headed up to the sky. Spread wings and the clouds getting high. We ain't here to rave in a while. So take me back to London. Take me back to London.
And let's go, America. We are live in London today. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. Hello, everyone. Back in New York, it is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, April 13th, 3,500 miles across the Atlantic here. Well, it is just after 3 p.m. local time. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, thanks for being part of the fastest 2 hours in travel and the big Let's Go America tour of London. So you all heard us last week after the show. Mary and I flew on to London after the live broadcast. Had some challenges with that. Thank you, British Airways. But we are here. And if you've been following us this week on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and our X pages, well, you have been able to engage with us all week, and as we've shared many of our experiences here. For the rest of you, well, these 120 minutes that we're going to share together today, they will get you up to speed for sure. As you hear our voices, we are broadcasting from the Milestone Hotel and Residences. We're in the lovely Kensington section of London. This terrific property is part of the Red Carnations Hotel family, and that's exactly how they treat you when you stay with them. So when today's show is over, we'll be headed over to where time begins in Greenwich. Going to jump right into the next big Let's Go America tour. That will be the Let's Go America Tour United Kingdom. We're going to experience a 14-day expedition cruise with Seabourn.
Yes, but as you said, we are coming to you today from London. Fun fact, London is the city Americans visit most in Europe. And if you're wondering, Paris is second, followed by Rome, Dublin, Edinburgh, where we'll also be heading over the next couple of weeks, Athens, and then Amsterdam. London is also the most visited city overall in Europe by Americans or non-Americans. And it's always great to be back in London. This is one of my favorite cities in the world.
You have a lot of family here.
Yes, I do. And we did see them this week. Thank you, Robert. As Robert said, the team at the Milestone Hotel and Residences have all been absolutely wonderful. And we're really looking forward today to sharing all kinds of little tidbits about this great city with you as the show unfolds today.
And we're going to do just that. You know, we've got a number of great guests that are going to be here joining us on set. We're going to be taking you off-site to a few locations around the city as well. Rudy is going to help us cover shopping in London at Harrods and Savile Row, as well as their famed black cabs. And speaking of Rudy, let's make sure our connections are working through Dallas up there to St. Paul, Minnesota. Rudy, how are you today?
I am fine. 70 degrees, first time this year. Sun out. Unbelievable.
It's about that here in London.
It's sunny, and the sun's out here in London as well.
All right. And yeah. Bobby, how are things there in Dallas? Anything British that you particularly like?
You know what I actually got really into a couple years ago was beans on toast. Somebody told me about that as like a great little treat, and I actually tried it, and it was good. But it's also probably like 50 degrees and overcast, so we're actually coldest in Dallas today.
Ironically, and you're the furthest south.
Yep, exactly.
Well, as Mary keeps saying, we're going backwards. The world is upside down. So there we are.
Well, let's get to the travel polls. So they are London and UK focused. They're up on our website waiting for you to go vote. And that's rmworldtravel.com. And there are two questions, as always. The first one we're asking is, what is it about London that you find most alluring for travel? And you have plenty of options to choose from. And the second question, what is it about the United Kingdom that is most alluring for you for travel?
And we'll be sharing those again as we travel all this weekend and the week after that. So, all right, to set the scene a little bit for everyone who's tuned in back in the USA via one of our 575 weekly stations across the country. We are so thankful for that. Here are some interesting facts about London that we've gathered this week. We thought you might all enjoy. You know, in a city that features, think about the Parliament Building, Buckingham Palace, Westminster Abbey, and more. According to the team at Visit London, the Tower of London that dates back to 1070 AD, we have difficulty understanding that in America, is the number one tourist attraction in this city, welcoming over 2 million visitors annually. I'd say the crown jewels there has something to do with it, Mary.
Yes, and that, of course, does not surprise me. But if you enjoy museums, you will not be deprived in London either. There are over 170 museums here in London, including 11 national museums, and a lot of them are free of charge. I would recommend you book some timed entry for some of the bigger ones, but it's nice to have free museums. And here's a fun fact. The city of London is actually the smallest city in England at just 1.2 square miles, but it's Greater London is what really makes the city such a presence at over 600 square miles. And another fun fact, London is actually considered a forest. The UN defines any area with at least 20% trees as a forest, and some say there are almost as many trees here as people.
They just make
and
it
so it's the parks, but also the streets are just lined with trees, just beautiful. It's a really beautiful city.
Yeah, I think it's about 21% of London's covered with trees. Mm-hmm. And the trees are out right now, so it's beautiful. All right, so let's talk about this part of London where we are today, Kensington, okay? Directly across the street from us is Kensington Gardens. Certainly Catherine, the Princess of Wales, has been in the news lately as she recovers from surgery and cancer treatments. And I mention her because Kensington Palace is the official residence of both she and Prince William and their families when in London. The entrance on Palace Avenue is essentially directly across the street from us as well, here at the Milestone Hotel and Residences. Famed Royal Albert Hall is a very short walk away. We spent some time there this week, went behind the scenes, had a lot of fun there. When all of you listening come to London, we say it's a must-to-go experience. Since 1871, another date, think about that, the world's leading musicians, dancers, and other performers, and as well as all types of exhibitions mm-hmm. and so forth, they've been happening there. They even offer tours during the day.
Yeah, which is great. If you can't see a show, you can get a public tour, and we're going to talk about it a little bit in more depth this hour. But also, so back to the Milestone Hotel and Residences, where we're broadcasting today. So it's an authentic English mansion hotel, and it's got its own unique history to share. We're going to get into a little bit more of that later. But it's been great walking Kensington Gardens and seeing spring blooming and the flowers, the
tulips.
We've
walked a little over 30 miles this week. I'm not exaggerating.
Don't remind me. But this neighborhood really is very special. It's filled with colorful homes, embassies, beautiful London mews, and those are old former stables and carriage houses, and they're just tucked away with little cobblestone roads and decorated with ivy and flowers. Just a beautiful neighborhood, very residential. So it's got the royal feel, but it's also very residential, and lots of great restaurants in this neighborhood. Lots of hidden pubs.
Yeah, certainly there are.
Around the corner, every corner.
So, Rudy, we'll ask you quickly. I know you come to London frequently. Is there a favorite part of the city or something you like to do here?
I always tell people to go to Borough Market.
Yeah, I know we all
agree. We agree,
absolutely,
yes.
Right? Yeah. Anything else that you like?
Well, yeah. I mean, I like the Victoria Albert. I like the Natural History Museum. I like the Tate Gallery. Gosh, I like tons of stuff there.
So all of these we've done.
It's just a great
walking like the V&A.
City and yeah. easy to get around with the Metro.
The V&A is a true...
That might be my favorite.
It's mm-hmm. absolutely a true gem for the city. There's no question about that. And, you know, going on, Grand National going on today for horse racing fans. I know we got the Masters back in the U.S. going mm-hmm. on. It's a big weekend going on out there. So, we've got a lot to do today, and Rudy, like I said, you're going to take folks shopping a lot at Harrods, where we were this week. Busy, I can tell, busy, hard to move around. Mm-hmm. Savile Row, we have a lot of different places that we moved around this city, and I will say, London is busy. You're only going to go 20 miles an hour, because that's what the cabs now have to do here, so you're going to go slow, but you're going to give you a little bit of time to enjoy it. All right, after this quick sponsors break, show friend Julia Simpson, the CEO of the World Travel and Tourism Council, will join us live on set. She's already here, ready to go on mic 3. Our big Let's Go America tour in London continues in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
You know, we are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from TravelGuard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors. As you get ready for your next adventure, join over 2 million Americans who are already members of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, for savings and services you're going to love. Membership in this AARP alternative starts at just $16 a year and unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits for hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and more. They're also about protecting the values that make our country great and will help you deal with the complexities of Social Security, insurance, and so much more. Visit amac.us/carry to join or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Our friends at Field of Greens just got one of the best testimonials ever. Listen to this. Quote, I've been taking Field of Greens, and this is the second time my doctor has danced into the room praising my blood results. Credit where credit's due. Thanks, Field of Greens. Unquote. Field of Greens can't promise your doc will dance into your room, but they can promise this product will improve your health and make a difference or your money back. You can get started with 15% off by just going to fieldofgreens.com and using the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, or visit armworldtravel.com and look for a link under sponsors.
As you get ready for your next adventure, join over 2 million Americans who are already members of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, because the journey matters just as much as the destination. Membership starts at just $16 and unlocks a world of exclusive travel benefits for hotels, car rentals, cruises, theme parks, shows and events, movies, food and dining, and more. It's also about protecting what matters, like the values that make our country great, including helping you deal with Social Security and so much more. Visit amac.us/carry to join or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
And let's go, America. Mary and I welcome you back to England and the big Let's Go America tour in London. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show. As we broadcast from the Milestone Hotel and Residences, this portion of the program is sponsored by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
And when you travel, sometimes things can happen that you don't necessarily expect. In today's world, travel insurance is important for a successful trip. Don't take chances or put your investment or well-being at risk. Visit travelguard.com/carry before you travel.
That's always a good idea to do, folks. Forbes has ranked them as the best travel insurance company out there. When you think about what travel can cost and the challenges you're facing if or when something goes awry, just do what we do. Get covered at travelguard.com/carry. You'll also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Keeping all of you updated on all aspects in the world of travel is the foundation of what we do here on the program week after week. And Julia Simpson is someone who can do that across many travel sectors. Julia is the CEO of the World Travel and Tourism Council. She is based here in London at their headquarters. And Julia is also here on set with us, ready to go on mic three.
Yes, she is. So, Julia, I think this is your third or fourth appearance with us on the program. It's your first in person. So say hello to everyone back in America tuned in on our 575 some odd radio stations we have.
Well, Robert and Mary, it's absolutely delightful to see you here in person in London. It's even more delightful that the sun's out because we've had a lot of rain. I'm a Londoner, I'm allowed to say that. Yeah. But we're in a beautiful hotel called the Milestone in Kensington, as you were saying. It's spectacular in London at the moment.
Well, we are very happy to have you here.
Yeah,
with
nice
us
to have
sure.
you here. Thank you.
So we've got a number of things we want to talk with today with you, Julia. You know, because of your background with British Airways and as chief of staff with their parent company, IAG, I want to discuss a little bit of the aviation sector of travel first, okay? Back in our country, Boeing is clearly having some challenges. They're in the process of changing their executive management. Airbus is having some issues with the grounding of a number of their jets because of contaminated metal and causing cracks in the Pratt & Whitney turbine engines. So the airlines in the U.S., Europe, globally, they need new aircraft to keep up with travel demand. Deliveries are significantly delayed. That's hampering travel, you know, not only this year, but for years to come. So do you think the problems at Boeing, to a lesser degree at Airbus, they're going to have this trickle-down effect on the world airlines, and it's become really one of the top priorities out there in the world of travel that's facing right now?
Yeah, Robert, you raise a really interesting point. And I was looking at some numbers recently from the major international airline organization that's called IATA. And actually, there's more capacity, airline capacity now in the skies than there was in 2019. So we have managed to get the capacity back. The thing is, it's not quite even. As you know, demand has been outstripping supply. Some routes are not back, right. But other routes are back with with more. So it's always an issue when we get behind on aircraft deliveries. You know, what people who fly every day, you know, paying their hard-earned dollars have to remember is one of the biggest costs for an airline is buying the aeroplane. It's the aeroplane, it's the fuel, and obviously the very talented people like the engineers and the pilots and everyone behind the scenes that make an airline work. But you know, we have had demand outstripping supply, yeah. And we have got issues. So I think it's, and we also, if I may say, we have kind of a duopoly. You know, if you think of the number of the airlines around the world,
we definitely
there's
do.
A lot of choice. Yeah. But actually, airlines, at the end of the day, they only do have two major.
That's correct.
There are a few others, Embraer and, you know, notably a few others. But that is a problem when you only have two major suppliers.
Julia, Robert mentioned your career in the aviation sector of travel, but you've also worked as a senior advisor to the UK Prime Minister as well. London is your home. We're going to talk about this city more as the show unfolds today. But as we said in the open, London is the most visited city in Europe by Americans. It's also the most visited city by non-Americans in Europe as well. How important is that level of tourism to this city and to you as a local?
It's absolutely critical. I mean, Americans are much beloved here in the city. And whenever I wander down the street, I try and guess which state people are from. Needless to say, I always get it wrong. But it's great to see so many Americans back here. And of course, you've got a strong dollar at the moment. So you've got some purchasing power. Mm-hmm. And that works brilliantly for Americans coming here to London. It's a bit trickier for other nationalities around the world visiting the states at the minute. But
right.
Maybe we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But London is, it's interesting. I was with somebody who, the CEO who runs TripAdvisor, and he was saying, you know, we've got some really, really interesting facts. And one of the interesting facts is most people that come, particularly Americans, that come to London have some interest in the royal family. So at some level, there's
absolutely
something that interests them. So, you know, that's a big, obviously they're real people, but it's also a big selling power for the UK. It's great also now we're seeing more people get more around the UK. You know, we've got beautiful beaches, beautiful surfing in places like Cornwall.
That's very popular right now.
Very popular. Yeah, yeah. Scotland is obviously beautiful. Yeah. I was in the Cotswolds over Easter. Yes, okay, it did rain two of the four days.
Don't tell anyone
on the program. But, you know, absolutely stunning countryside.
Yeah.
So it's really worthwhile, if you're visiting the UK, to think about getting a bit of time to get out to the
Could
coast.
Could not
to
agree
we're
more.
We're going to talk about that about an hour from now. We have two guests
Some
coming up with
trips,
us. We'll get into that. So, you know, about a month ago, I know you were over in Berlin. And during a speech, you said, and I'm going to quote you on this because I have that in front of me, travel is not just back, it's booming. So travel and tourism accounted for roughly 10% of the global GDP last year. It employs roughly 320 million people or so. Big numbers, right? You know, I know you're already seeing double-digit growth for 2024 in some markets. So share some of the trends and data that the folks, you know, you and the team at the WTTC have gathered.
Yeah, it's amazing. At WTTC, we do some annual statistics, as you say, and the things they show are absolutely stunning. As you say, this year, by the end of this year, you would talk about 320 million people employed. We think by the end of this year, it's going to be nearly 350 million people employed in our sector around the world. Now, if you think, I did a quick Google search, that the population of the USA is about 333 million.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there are more people employed in our sector globally than there are citizens of the USA. It's absolutely incredible. It's going to be worth over $11 trillion. And, you know, it's absolutely booming globally. So I always say it's a real economic force to be reckoned with. We're a strong employer in every country. And, you know, we can talk about the US, but in the US, it's going to be nearly 20 million jobs in the US are in travel and tourism. And that's nearly 12%. I think it's about 11.6% of all jobs in the USA are travel and tourism.
Incredible numbers. Julia, you know, while we're having this conversation, let's dial in a little bit about where some of this growth is coming from. Robert and I have tried to move on from talking about the pandemic, since that was 4 years ago, and comparing numbers and all of that. But we do see firsthand when we travel that although there's been a return, business travel is still not quite what we're seeing and hearing anyway to the levels it was before with remote work and lifestyle changes and all of that. And maybe that is just the area where travel will continue to grow. The leisure market has absorbed a lot of that business travel. What are some trends that you're seeing with your team in the leisure area in terms of growth and growth for the future?
Well, you're absolutely right. The leisure sector is very, very strong. We're seeing a very powerful growth in what I call the luxury end of the leisure sector. That's globally. And as more people did save up during the pandemic, but in fairness, some of those savings have been eaten into now. But people are still choosing to have experiences over buying things. Unfortunately, I have a bicycle machine in my bedroom from the pandemic that is gathering dust.
You and half the world.
Me and half the world. So we don't want any more of those. And I think, you know, it's really unleashed something in us that we want to get out there. The other trends we're seeing is people want to get back to nature. You know, wellness, well-being, that those sort of trips. Yes, people want to come to London. They want to see the great theatre that's here. There's fantastic theatre. I was just looking the other day. You've got Ian McKellen in Henry IV. He's playing Falstaff. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the world's greatest actors at the, you know, he's 84 now. But you can see great, great theatre here, great shows. You can do that, but people also really want to get out into the parks, Kensington Gardens, and also further afield into the countryside. And the trend globally is people want to reconnect with nature. And it's really important for us in travel and tourism because, if you're like, we're the guardians of nature. You know, a lot of our properties are beachside, a lot of our properties are in mountains. So, you know, it's really critical.
Well, Julie, listen, we could go on, and we love the passion. And seeing it in person, we've always known this from when we talk on the phone. This is outstanding, but unfortunately, we're going to have to go to commercial break because Bobby will soon shut off the mics. We don't like when he does that. So we want to thank you very much for joining us here on set today. I really appreciate you updating folks in America a little bit on the travel scene from a global perspective and being part of our Let's Go America Tour London. So our best to you and the WTTC team, okay?
Thank you very much. I've really enjoyed it. Enjoy your stay here.
Thank you, Julia. Much.
All right, folks, when we return from this quick sponsors break, we are going to take you down the street to Royal Albert Hall. Stay with us, everyone. 80% of the show is still to hit today, still coming your way. Our big Let's Go America tour in London from the Milestone Hotel and Residences in Kensington is going to roll on.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
The five-star fleet of Scenic Cruises spaceships provide ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating all-inclusive European river cruises. These are more than a cruise. They're hand-picked, personalized experiences designed to connect you with fascinating destinations inspired by decades of expertise. Everything is included, from e-bikes to your own butler, all dining and premium beverages, indulging in adventures inaccessible to ordinary travelers, and so much more. Visit sceniciusa.com to secure 2-for-1 fares and up to $3,000 in savings, or go to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Hilton Grand Vacations provides a premier travel experience that will surpass your expectations. With more than 150 resorts, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities. You can also convert membership points into Hilton Honor points for stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide or for air travel, car rentals, and more. Wherever travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations because your stay will feel more like a home than a hotel room. Find more info at HiltonGrandVacations.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Let's go, America. Mary and I appreciate you being here with us as we broadcast from England as part of this week's big Let's Go America tour in London. For the C Block, well, we're about to take you off property, but first we're sponsored by EmeraldCruises.com.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means exploring the extraordinary, from uncovering rare sites, delighting in regional wine or culinary tastings, and visiting places of local and historical significance. They'll take you on guided hikes, bike rides, canoeing adventures, and more.
You know, you're going to experience life as a local through included excursions. On board the ship, everything is included. You'll receive first-class service with an English-speaking crew, free Wi-Fi, all gratuities, and more. To lock in up to $3,000 in savings and get more info, go to emeraldcruises.com or just find a direct link at ouremeraldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, historic Royal Albert Hall is just down the street from us. I remember seeing a concert there for the first time when I was a teenager, and to me, that building is still just as stunning. It's truly timeless. A few days ago, Robert and I walked over for a behind-the-scenes tour, and we met with the hall's CEO, James Ainscough, and here's some of that conversation.
Well, James, here we are. We're right in the South Kensington area of London. Beautiful location right here at Royal Albert Hall. The namesake of the Grand Hall, Prince Albert, actually passed away before he could see his dream come true and the venue come to fruition. His wife, Queen Victoria, laid the first foundation stone for its construction. We can't unpack all 153 years today with everybody, but I would like you to talk about the significance of the hall to London and the world.
Thank you. Well, it's lovely to have you both here at the Royal Albert Hall. And yeah, I mean, the Victoria Albert story, that the love story is intertwined with the Royal Albert Hall and with music. When she came to lay that foundation stone, it was one of her first appearances since he died. She was overcome with emotion. And she caught everybody by surprise because they thought she was going to announce the opening, the foundation stone for the Great Central Hall. And she decided on the spur of the moment to rename it the Royal Albert Hall. So even our name is this
token of love. The spontaneity of it, I love it.
Yeah, a token of love from Victoria to Albert. And they had a piano at home. They used to play duets together. They would play symphonies on arranged for the piano. They would accompany each other with songs. And so the Royal Albert Hall was always going to be a place where they could enjoy music together. Sadly, it never was. But we've managed now to become that central place for the nation.
You know, and it's a stunning red brick amphitheater. I'm always amazed by the architecture of this building. So Churchill has spoken here. U.S. presidents have graced the stage here. James, from an entertainment standpoint, talk about the sheer variety of what visitors can enjoy here. With 400 events a year, roughly, the stage is never resting, is it?
Yeah, we hate being shut, so we put on as many shows as we can. And we want the hall to be this home of breathtaking moments and lasting memories for everyone in the UK. And that means it's our intention to put on events here where everyone in the UK could feel like they belong. So classical music, just like Carnegie, is a core part of repertoire. But we have rock and pop and rap. We have sports. Sometimes we have tennis. We're planning some basketball. We've had Japanese sumo. We have everything and anything.
Well, Cirque du Soleil is here as well, correct?
Yeah, they come every January and February and have a residency with us. We want to surprise people with what we can do with this Victorian building.
Well, and I think, you know, just what you talked about, the range of activity that's here. Mary and I, we always love going behind the scenes at prominent locations when we travel, and we try to do that a lot. But we do want to point out that if folks can't come to a performance, you said, you know, 400 events a year is a lot. But if they can't, if they just want to come for a tour, talk about that, because that's another way to come experience. Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah, that's right. We run tours all day, every day. You can come and explore the building on our tours, but we don't just show you round. We tell you the story of the hall, how it was built, the kind of music that we have here. So you learn about the hall, you learn about music. But as you do that, across 150 years of our history, you learn about Britain. You learn about what's changed, what's stayed the same, and you get a taste of the country as well as a taste of the Royal Albert Hall. So I'd recommend everybody to come on one of our tours.
James, I also think it's really interesting to note the hall is actually a registered charity held in trust for the country. So as CEO, what are some of your top priorities you're really working on to ensure the hall continues to thrive and grow within the music and arts world?
Yeah, our charitable status is really important to us. Sorry, non-profit status for you Americans listening. So that means we're working hard to keep diversifying the array of shows so everybody feels they belong here. We're working hard to make sure everybody can access, so making sure there's ticket prices that everybody can afford, that those who have accessibility needs are well met. And that's hard to do in a Victorian building.
Sure.
But we have to make sure that this place is for everybody. And that means continuing to adapt what happens on the stage and what happens to the building to make sure everybody feels truly at home.
All right, so we have about 40 seconds with you right now. So give us a couple interesting facts about Royal Albert Hall that you think our listeners may not know about. It may surprise them.
Well, some of the facts I love. 1901, we hosted the world's first bodybuilding contest. And the judge was Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the author of the Sherlock Holmes mysteries. So that's quite fun. We had, in 1872, the first public demonstration of Morse code. That was the Grand Vizier of Persia communicating with the Prince of Wales. And in 1968, we had John and Yoko in a bag.
Well, those are great facts. Like you said earlier with the tours, these are all things people can learn. It's really the history of Britain, as well as concerts and all kinds of things to enjoy. James, thank you so much for the opportunity to visit with us today and to host us here at the Hall.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, to find the event schedule, and there are so many activities going on there, the public tour info, and all the details you're going to need, including the vast history involved with the Hall, just go to their website, royalalberthall.com, royalalberthall.com. And a special thanks to James and the team for giving us the behind-the-scenes access this week. We had a really good time there.
We certainly did, and it is a must-see when you're in London. All right, we're going to leave it there for now. Bobby's going to patch Rudy in for our next segment to talk Harrods, Savile Row, and the shopping scene here in London. Robert and I thank you for being part of this week's big Let's Go America Tour London, live from the Milestone Hotel and Residences. They're a Red Carnation property. And we have seven more segments coming your way from England's capital city today. And the show continues in 3 minutes.
The world of travel never stops. And you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Debt. It can keep you tossing and turning at night. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap. Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances. They find every solution possible to end your debt. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions at this internet address, zapmydebt.com, and talk to them for free. Again, that's zapmydebt.com, or find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope, and they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra-smooth, ultra-powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
The power of travel is the power to create positive impact. Everyone in our audience can have that impact on the people of Israel by helping to support them during this time of need with emergency war relief. Lives are being destroyed by the horrors terrorism has brought, and now world pressures that are impacting people. The atrocities of war and its pain will last for years. To help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have food and medical supplies to survive, and even help children in schools, visit IsraelNeedsMe.com to make a difference or find a link at rmworldtravel.com.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by patriotmobile.com/carry. Now, here's a win-win opportunity from a company that offers the same dependable nationwide coverage we all want. accessing all three major networks. You'll get the same coverage you've been accustomed to. But when you switch to patriotmobile.com/Gary, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, our Constitution, as well as our military veterans and first responder heroes. This is money you're already spending anyway, but now it'll make a difference. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. You can keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Check it out at www.patriot.com/carry for more info and free activation. You can also call 972-PATRIOT and use the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. And now we're off to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline to connect with Tommy Rabin, who works on Savile Row. But before we get into Savile Row, Tommy, I just want to say a word about the wonderfulness of shopping in London. And, of course, probably one of the most famous department stores is along with Fortnum & Mason, is Harrods. And they're famous, of course, for their incredible food hall and chocolate hall and a great place to go wandering around. So if you're going to London, put Harrods on your list. And think about what Tommy Rabin's going to tell you about. He is on Savile Row. You've heard of Savile Row. It actually is the name of a road or a small, should we call it an alley, Tommy?
Well, I think an alley may be a little bit too short and small. We'll say a street. It's one of the world's most famous streets for menswear, tailoring, for craftsmanship in London.
It is. It's a modest street, though. It's not a big, broad avenue like Regent Street or something. It's a very cute street. Now, you work with a company called Scabble, C-S-A-B-A-L. Did I pronounce that correctly?
There's a letter or two wrong. It's pronounced Scabal, S-C-A-B-A-L, Scabal.
Scabal, okay.
And that's right, yeah.
And you have a very interesting history in the field of luxury fabrics. In other words, you supply fabrics to many of the Savile Row tailors. Is that correct?
Yes, Scabal is one of the oldest fabric merchants on Savile Row. We've had a store here producing and manufacturing fabric for over 50 years. We produce suits, we make fabric, and we also supply all the tailors who make bespoke garments for customers all around the street. So they buy the fabric and they sell it. They do it by the meter for their own bespoke garments for their own customers.
So let me make sure I'm clear. Do you also do bespoke tailoring?
We do everything. So we sell the fabric via the meter. We make bespoke garments. We also have a ready-to-wear collection in-store in Savile Row. So we're the only house, we're the only store where you can buy fabric via the meter, get a garment made bespoke, and also buy a ready-to-wear garment. So you might say we're a triple threat.
Well, one thing I would... Okay, you are a triple threat. I will say it. One of the interesting things is that you were the first to create fabrics that have, and I quote, precious metals like diamond chips and 24-karat gold thread in them. How the heck do you put diamond chips in fabric?
Well, if I told you that, I might have to kill you, you see. It's a very, 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 very well... it's a secret that they've kept... well hidden for about 80 years. But we produce some of the highest quality fabrics on the planet, from vicuna to Super 150s diamond chip fabric to fabrics woven with platinum and gold laced inside it. Scabal are at the forefront of trying to create the highest level of craftsmanship when it comes to fabric. And even when they're finishing the product, it goes through such a high testing range. But we're very well known to push the boundaries. So, for example, when we have fabric with diamonds woven into it, it has a beautiful luster, a beautiful shine to it. It's the ultimate in luxury.
Unbelievable. Now, leaving aside that kind of fabric, let's go to more commonly known fabrics. How much will I pay to come into your enterprise and have a custom-made suit made? I think it's a fantasy of many Americans to go to Savile Row and get a Savile Row suit made. Give me a price.
Well, don't
range.
Worry, Rudy. Look, we're friends now, so I'll do you a very good price. Don't worry, all right?
We have a couple million listeners here. You can't do it for everybody. So give us a price range, bottom to top, high to low, low to high.
So obviously, the main elevation on cost, is the actual quality of the fabric. So I'll keep it real short, but the main price difference in, say, for example, in a woolen cloth that's made out of yarn from a sheep.
We have 20 seconds left, so we got to get the price, Tommy.
100 to 150 to 200, but the starting price for a suit is about £2,000.
Tommy Raban is with Skabal, S-C-A-B-A-L. Look for it on German Street in London. Excuse me, not on German Street, on Savile Row. I'm sorry, on Savile Row in London.
As well, German Street, but go to German Street for your shirts. Come to Savile Row for your suits.
And the website is Skabal, S-C-A-B-A-L.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Tommy.
That's right. You're welcome. Thank you for your time. And check out our book. We, Skabal, have just got a new book out. It's called The Future of Clothing. It's a fantastic read. Rudy, thank you for your time.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
And Let's Go America, we welcome you back to the big Let's Go America tour in London. This portion of the program is sponsored by Colette.
And if you love to travel but you're not a fan of all the travel planning, go guided with Colette and enjoy your destination without all the stress of making travel plans. If your heart is set on visiting Great Britain and Ireland, Colette's going to make sure you see the sights you want to see while experiencing the unexpected. Sip whiskey at a Scottish distillery, enjoy Irish song and dance in Dublin, or come enjoy some tea and all that's offered here in London where we are today.
Well, and the Milestone folks are ready to take care of that for you as well, folks. Every Colette adventure includes accommodations, dining, transportation, knowledgeable tour managers. What we like, you get ample free time to do what you want, when you want. Visit Colette.com for more information to book your travels, or rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, now joining us here on set at the Milestone Hotel and Residences on Mic 4 is Pranav Ahuja, Senior Executive Manager of Hotel Services and the Regional Rooms Division Manager for the six London Red Carnation Hotels.
Well, Pranav, welcome. How are
Congratulations.
You?
Congratulations.
Thanks, Robert and Mary. Thanks for having me on your show.
Thank you very much. We've enjoyed getting to know you this week. So listen, you have nearly 20 years in the hospitality sector of travel, 15 of them with Red Carnation Hotels. And here at the Milestone. As we mentioned in our opening A block, this is an authentic English mansion hotel. Not only does the property itself have a lot of history, but the entire Kensington neighborhood that we're looking out to right now around us, surrounding us, does as well. So I want you to paint a picture for our listeners back in the United States about the Milestone Hotel and Residences, the original artwork that's here, all the antiques, I mean, some of its past history. You don't have a lot of time, but do your best.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. This is a very special hotel and very close to my heart. As you've said, I worked here 15 years. And as you've mentioned, it's truly an authentic English mansion hotel with its history dating back to the 18th century. You know, we located directly opposite the Kensington Palace, a very short walk from the iconic Royal Albert Hall. So, and a little fun fact about the Milestone, the hotel takes its name from the original cast iron Milestone that's still situated within the hotel's boundary. And you wouldn't miss it when you arrive at the hotel.
Can't, right?
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen it.
We have seen it. Yep. We've walked past it many times this week.
And I think the general sense when guests come and stay with us here at the hotel, they almost get the sense of walking in the footsteps of royalty, and it sort of transports them into that era. And that's really special and unique about how we do things here and how our guests feel at the Milestone.
And we are sitting right here in this gorgeous chapel room. The woodworking is beautiful. The arches are gorgeous. Just to paint a picture for our listeners, it's a gem of a location. I can see having a romantic candlelit dinner here. You can even have a small wedding, very intimate dinner with your family. Right behind us is Cheniston's. That's the original name for Kensington. That's the dinner restaurant, and breakfast is served there as well as tea, of course, proper British tea. I think our show fans, though, that's all lovely, would also enjoy hearing about the cocktail masterclass that you offer in Stables Bar and a little bit of history about the bar.
Yeah, absolutely. So along with many other things in the hotel that have historical references, you know, we have the all-famous Stables Bar at the Milestone Hotel, and which used to be the stables of the mansion back in the days. And we still have it here. And I think I wouldn't be fair if I don't mention Angelo, our head mixologist and the bar manager. He does one of the best old fashions in London. And I can vouch for it because I'm a whiskey lover too.
I had the smoked old fashioned that you have, which is, I believe, that's your signature drink, correct?
It is a signature drink.
It was absolutely delicious. Absolutely delicious. And the it takes on that smoke, but it's not a smoky whiskey.
It isn't. And the way he does it, there is a whole theatrics involved how he does it. It's smoke infused, and it's absolutely brilliant. Mm. I love it personally.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the Kensington neighborhood, because, you know, another benefit is your location and all that you can see and do nearby. This is an easy part of London to navigate. You've got Kensington Palace, as you just mentioned, and the gardens right across from us. The popular natural history, science, and V&A museums are nearby. We've done those this week. Japan House is close. We've been there. Plus, you've got all these restaurants and coffee houses and shops and so forth. So what are some locations that you like to send folks to in the area or perhaps just like to frequent yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So I personally feel our guests and travelers, you know, they love discovering hidden gems when they are in Kensington. And, you know, I'm happy to share a couple of them for your listeners and our guests as well. So if you head south towards Kensington Church Street, which is a nice old part of Kensington, and you would see their antique and art shops, you know, and the area is surrounded by some of the best local pubs in Kensington. You would find a handful of family-owned and managed restaurants, and that's a really nice way for our guests to spend their day. And if you further walk down Kensington Church Street, you arrive at the Portobello Market, which is, you know, it is truly one of the famous and historical antique street markets in the world. So I think that's a fantastic way for guests and travelers to experience.
Does that
Kensington
run certain times of the week? Or?
Well, it's open usually most days, and on a weather like today, when the sun is shining, the skies are clear, it's a perfect day to enjoy Portobello Market.
Well, Pranav, yes, listen, we have a few other things we wanted to get to you today with, but unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there because we have about a minute left, and I need to wrap this hour of the show. So thank you very much for joining us on set. Thank you so much for the hospitality this week. It's been a true pleasure to get to know you, okay? So thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Well, that maybe the antiques area.
Yes.
Listen, so that's the one thing we haven't done.
No, actually. So I've heard so much about it, and we had such a full itinerary this week. So we'll have to come back and fit that in.
That is true. So, folks, well, we're going to leave you right there. We're going to be coming back. We have to take a top-of-the-hour break. So that's going to do it for hour one of the show this week. Hour two and the next 60 minutes from England is coming up. After this top-of-the-hour break, we're going to wrap our big Let's Go America tour in London, and then we're going to get ready for the next big Let's Go America tour, United Kingdom, as we head out with Seabourn for an expedition cruise. 50% of the show is still ahead, everyone. Stay with us. Catch us anytime through our archives or the live show at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.